So when they come in, just kind of to review, and people who don't know, they come in and then you kind of walk them through a process that's longer term to help them get on their feet again.
Yeah, so our program is 30 to 90 days typically. That's not the way it's been since COVID hit. You know, people just need a little longer, or with the construction going on, we pulled families in. I pulled families in that were living on the street. So, like, before we were really ready to take in families. It's been a challenge, but it's been awesome. And we've been able to, you know, finagle that and, you know, very quickly get those two units ready for families when there was no space for them anywhere else. So that's been a huge blessing to be able to just get those two done.
And the cottage, I mean, last time I saw the cottage, it was right at the very beginning. So are you still thinking about the kitchen there and having a place kind of for gatherings outside of the quadruplex?
Yes. So the way that we framed the cottage out, it will have an ADA compliant bathroom in it, and then it will also have that kitchen case management area, and then my office will be in there. But the office is large enough to where case manager can always also be in there. My bookkeeper can also be in there. We could all be in at the same time because of the memorandum. So we don't need a lot of space.
That's awesome. So tell me what the case manager kind of does as you intake people.
Well, we don't have one currently. I'm it right now.
Among other
But
things.
we also did not have families at that time. You know, my case manager actually turned in her 2 week notice 2 weeks to the day before COVID got declared a pandemic. So anyway, then she came back to me and was like, "I'm not going to be able to start my new job. Can I stay?" And I was like, "I don't know what this means for us either." And no, you kind of already turned in your notice. That's all I could do. But she and I are still good friends. It's just we wouldn't have ever been able to pay her what she was worth, because it was a part-time position through us, and she was going for a full-time job. But anyway, we will be hiring another case manager as soon as financially it's feasible. And which leads me to, we're in the middle of doing the auction right now. So that's an online auction fundraiser for us. And it's typically our biggest fundraiser of the year. We started doing that in 2016. Anyway, it's a great fundraiser for us, and it pulled in, you know, a decent amount of money. So that are unrestricted funds, and that's where I think that we fall the most in line is needing unrestricted funds.
Right. Is so how long is that going on? I need to see the link for that. You need to send that to me.
It is May 2nd through the 9th.
Okay.
It's on our Facebook page, but I'll be sending it out in a blast.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, tell us a little bit about
How bright
the, huh?
that. Did y'all see how bright that sun is? It's
Yeah.
hitting my rearview mirror and then going right into my eyeball. Okay.
How what the just the need is for the homeless in Montgomery. I know that, you know, a few months ago Friendship Mission was maxed out, was have, you know, everybody in the whole region. So, I mean, are y'all still seeing that level of need in the homeless community here?
Yes, and a large part of that is not having the Salvation Army anymore. You know, they closed after they sold the city that property for the water park and have not been able to reopen anywhere.
Yeah.
That's a large number of beds that are no longer available in our community. And then that happened to fall while we were already closed down for renovation. So for a time there, Friendship was literally the only shelter in town.
How do families find you and apply? Is there a screening process there in their way that they like steps they have to go through?
Yeah, so used to, people could just call us willy-nilly, and we would do a phone intake over the phone, and then if they qualified for our program, we would invite them in for an interview and then get them in to shelter as quickly as possible after a drug test and a background check. And now the way that that process works is that we all have to pull from what is called coordinated entry, and that's done through 211. It's a HUD tool that's used to prioritize the homeless, like to basically number them 1 through 10, and who, you know, it puts them in order of vulnerability so that you're pulling from the list and taking the most vulnerable families first, or the most vulnerable homeless first. Now, we don't really have an issue with that because our standards still remain intact. Like, we still do drug tests, we still do the background check. And then, but we do have to pull from that list. So, I mean, they still have to qualify, but we still have to pull from that list.
Right.
We can't take
right.
people off the street. So, that's been a change, and it's been challenging because I'm typically a heartstrings person, so people will call, they tell me their story, and I'm like, oh, I won't get you in right now. Like, let's get you off of the street, let's get you out of that car, whatever. And now there's a little bit of red tape with that, but it does work out nicely to where the people who have been homeless the longest get served first and things like that. So,
do they still have that something that is planned for them during the day? I remember at one point they did when they were in churches. I know that was a long time ago.
Yeah, we had the day center available during the day for those that weren't working or whatever. Now that they're in these apartment units, that's not their schedule is not a conflict for us. You know, when we were in churches, we could not take families that worked weird hours because our churches
right.
needed to lock their doors at night, and we needed to keep the volunteers safe in the churches at night. And we that's not a barrier for us anymore because we are in that static site.
Mm-hmm.
So they have that space there to kind of do, you know, whatever. They're still not allowed to leave their children unattended or anything like that. But one of the families, she's got a friend who comes and babysits the children at the apartment, and I'm okay with that. I've met the friend. Like, that's not a no-go for us. Like, however they can take care of their family and get it themselves to do it from school and work is great.
Mm-hmm. That's great. All right. Y'all jump in and ask questions. Okay, so things are still kind of questionable and changing with your national organization. We'll just keep praying that your motives and your values will align.
Yeah. So I mean, Julie and Kurt and I've already had this semi conversation just because I wanted to kind of get the feel of what one of our congregations would feel about it. But we have gotten a letter from our change some of our roles and part of our intake process, and it would eliminate utilizing drug tests and background screens as a means to not accept someone into shelter. And so that is and has always been to us, and I hope I speak for my board when I say this, is that has been a safeguard for us, for our volunteers, for our staff, for the families that are in our program since Family Promise started in this area. So that there are other things too, but that one to me is a major one, is taking away that safety issue for our family.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll keep praying about that.
Please do. But I think what they've decided is that they are going to revamp that entire agreement and send it back out. And I think that will probably not happen until the fall.
Okay. William, do you have a question?
I do have a question. So just random question here. I mean, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Ooh, if I could have a superpower, I believe that my superpower would be like jumping from one place to the next. What is that
Like,
power called?
sort of like a
Teleporting.
whoop, like that.
Yeah, I would totally teleport so that I didn't have to drive around all the time. I could just blink and be like, boom, there I am.
Nice.
You could never be late for meetings again.
That would save time.
I would never be late again.
I think he knows you.
Yeah. You think?
No, he's talking about everybody.
If you could narrow it down, what would one of your greatest needs be right now?
I think that I would say that our greatest need, I mean, our greatest need is just always prayer. I would love for y'all to pray this week for this team that's coming down. I was contacted by a group of college students from University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, Urbana-Champaign, whatever. And they are coming down on their spring break to hang out with us and help us get these two units ready and do a little work in the yard and things like that. So I think that's pretty admirable that we've got a group of, you know, 15 kids coming from college on their spring break. Pray for their safe travels today and that they learn about Family Promise and that they can help however we need help on Thursday.
On Thursday. Okay, great. We will be praying about that.
Is Family Promise on the national level, is it a Christian organization?
No, sir, it is not. The national office. So we are all our own 501c3. We're our own entity, and we all have autonomy over our own program. And so the national office started with a lot of Christian values. I've got to be very careful how I tiptoe around this, but it is. But they, Karen is no longer with the organization, and she is who started the organization because she had a heart for the homeless, and she had met a lady outside of her work building, and she wanted to do something with the community and started it within congregations and all the things. And I believe that they have slowly been trying to get away from that model for a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But Family Promise of Montgomery, we're our own organization. So because of funding issues, we have, like, I at work cannot pray with our client, or cannot request that they pray. I can. If they ask me, I pray with them. But I can't make them pray or do anything religious at Family Promise, which is why the volunteer aspect of Family Promise and connecting people of faith with the guests who are in the program has always been so important, is because they get to bring in that fellowship environment and they get to bring in the prayer and the what can we do to help you, and, you know, just washing the feet. It's just, which is, again, why that's always been so important to us. And we can't lose that volunteer aspect of Family Promise. We just can't.
Right. That's huge.
Other questions? None? Anybody online have a question?
I guess your hardest question was from William this morning.
They have to leave.
Okay, well, we're going to move to a time of prayer. Is there anything else besides what you sent that we can pray for?
Just that everything goes smoothly this week and that we are wide open next week. That would be amazing to have all five units that we have available open so that we can then just knock out that six.
That's great. Okay, well, Bubba, if you would open us and Tom will close. I know you can't really close your eyes, but.
Please don't.
We will.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning to be able to hear from Jamie and I do. Pray that you will be with her now as she is traveling to apparently school. So we thank you for her heart for this ministry, and I thank you for where it is and as it moves forward and has will have these units open. But Lord, as we were discussing earlier, the homeless problem we have in Montgomery, well, and around the country, of what a desperate need there is for so much work here. And we just thank you that Jamie is doing this here, the Family Promise, and that he is serving a small part of the homeless and helping those maybe get back up into able to take care of themselves and continue a normal life. So I know that there are a lot of needs there, but we pray that the volunteers would come along, that they would be able to share Christ with the people there, and or that you would open the door. And I've been thinking about that. We individually have that opportunity to share Christ wherever we go, so that if the organization might not be a Christian organization, we have that opportunity. So encourage me to do that. And Lord, I pray for the, I guess, case manager at some point that will be hiring. It's, I think it would be a very important role there to give Jamie more time to do what she needs to do. Lord, for these 15 college students coming down to help, I pray that you would be with them, give them safe travel, and you would use them, Lord, in a way that they would make an impact here in Montgomery and open up the opportunity for more people to come into the units there. So, Lord, again, it is such a need, say, not only here, but everywhere. And Lord, I have a burden for it, but Lord, I really don't know what to do. As we were talking before Jamie got on, the mental problems that are out there with so many of these people and so many different problems they have that they really can't do much for themselves, and then we would like to help them. So show us how to be involved, open the door, Lord, that we as the body of Christ can help these people, but more importantly, share the love with Christ. So we thank you for this time, and Lord, be with Jamie, give her a good day. And I pray this in Christ.
Thank you for Family Promise. Thank you for the opportunity to help men and women and children, families that are struggling without a place to live, a lot of times without jobs, without necessities of life. And Father, we just thank you that there's this mission out there that can help them get back on their feet. More than anything, Father, we know that the relationship with you is the most important thing. And just pray, Father, that through what Jamie does and Faith Promise does on a regular basis, that it would be a witness to these families as they come through. And they would want to and desire to seek you, and that would be a life-changing thing in their lives, just as much as finding a place to live or getting a job. Father, just pray that you would be with all the construction workers that are coming, and that all these projects would get finished up and tidied up so they can occupy these rooms that they want to occupy and expand their ministry there. Just thank you for Jamie. Give her a blessed day today. We ask this in Christ's name.
Lord, thank you for this opportunity to come here and talk to Jamie and hear about the work at Family Promise. Thank you for her heart for the homeless and the countless hours that she spends trying to help these families get back on their feet again, Lord. We just ask that you will protect Family Promise here in Montgomery from any decisions that might deter them from doing their job, Lord. We just ask that you will open doors and bring people to their facility here around the corner, and to Jamie and individuals that share her giving heart, Lord. And I just ask that you continue to bless them, bring them the resources they need, and the people that you choose to bring there, that you will change their lives through this, in Christ's name.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this time and for Family Promise and for Jamie's leadership there, for the board that are part of this. And I agree with these prayers that have been given to you already. We pray that you would continue to bless this ministry, that you would provide the resources. Thank you for these college students coming this week, and pray that they would be able to complete these other two units, and that good and safe housing would be provided for additional families. And so we pray that you give wisdom to the board and Jamie as they go forward step by step. Ask that you would be honored in the way this ministry serves these families, and that each family would be encouraged in a way that they seek you, that they would be encouraged and be able to go back out on their own stronger and more capable of just withering the daily challenges of life. And so we look to you, Father, knowing that it's your enabling that by which all of us are able to serve and glorify you. So we will certainly pray that for Family Promise. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.